Mexican music, Manuel Ponce, the guitar piece Little Star, and for good reason. You're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. Our look at the arts here on a Wednesday is next. Tomorrow, Lighthouse Immersive at One Yonge Street will unveil yet another immersive art experience, this time Immersive Frida Kahlo. Part of a seven-city spring tour, the exhibit captures the art of the beloved 20th century Mexican artist, best known for her compelling self-portraits and radiant pieces inspired by her life in her native country of Mexico. She was an uncompromising force as a painter, but also groundbreaking in how she lived her life. Kahlo's work is globally recognized for its raw emotional vitality, vibrant use of color, and unflinching intimacy. Her style bridges surrealist and magic realism traditions, blending authentic depictions of her life with fantastical elements reflecting her inner thoughts and struggles. At Immersive Frida Kahlo, you will experience some of the artist's best-known works brought to life through a digital team, both projections, visually, and with a bold soundtrack. Those famous paintings include The Two Fridas, The Wounded Deer, and Diego and I, mixed with an assortment of photographs, drawings, and iconography. Diego and I, the 1949 work, recently sold at Sotheby's for $34.9 million. Let's call it $35, making it the most prized piece of Latin American artwork ever sold at auction. 2022 also marks 20 years since Frida Kahlo was reintroduced to the world through the Oscar-winning biopic Frida, starring Salma Hayek. Joining us in studio this afternoon, two very special guests, Frida Kahlo's grandniece, Mara Kahlo, and great-grandniece, Mara de Anda. Welcome to you both. Great to have you here.
Thank you
for inviting us.
Wonderful to be with you. This is a special day on the eve of this great attraction. And why has Frida Kahlo's work continued to inspire nearly 70 years after her passing? Why are her paintings selling for tens of millions of dollars in 2022?
Well, I think that Frida Kahlo was ahead of her time, you know, and that's why she has become an incredible, inspiring artist. I think that Frida is a true icon about feminism and about equal rights, and that's why she's got into us, because she was so ahead of her time that if Frida would live like us, you know, like nowadays. So,
right. What did that mean to her life at the time? I mean, we've seen depictions of that. We've read the history books. It's difficult to live that life when you're 50 or 60 years ahead of your time.
I think she was a rebel.
Yeah.
And, of course, in this immersive, you can see not only Frida artist, you can see Frida woman. And this is because you are going to see part of her history at that time, like the Russian Revolution and the Mexican Revolution, and you can get with the music, you can feel her force and her political ideas. She wanted that everybody could be equal. At that time, it was something new because it was the first woman that studied in the university. And she made many things that no woman could do. No,
I think of a life like that as having very, very high highs and very low lows. I mean, you're breaking tradition, you're changing what we're seeing in the art world, and it must have been a situation where she had great joy and incredible successes and wonderful relationships, but at the same time, unbelievably stressful at times and very difficult to navigate for her.
Because she was, imagine you, that her father was a German and he was a free man and a liberal thinker. And her mom was a Catholic, a very controlled woman, you know. So the combination of both worlds make Frida, because it wasn't only Frida, it was the sisters
family
as well.
Sure.
They were the same, rebel, and the whole family is very peculiar.
Right, right.
You know, imagine in 1939, he got divorced. And in 1940, he married again, Diego. But she said, oh, no, Diego, I'm going to marry you, but you aren't going to give me money. I'm independent. So It's like us, like now, no? The woman and
basically
everybody.
Unheard of,
yes,
at that point.
Yes,
that would
yes.
wouldn't have happened traditionally. You run the Fundación Familia Kahlo, which manages the copyright of her work. And I have to ask, what does that look like? This is such an important legacy. It's something you have to think about all the time. I'm sure you're faced with really big decisions about licensing. And so what is that day-to-day for the two of you running that part of the business?
Well, we have very complicated days because, as you know, Frida is very famous and everybody wants to have the rights for something.
Sure.
But
I'm sure you get requests.
Every day, all the time. We never rest. But the thing that for us to give the permissions for the image of Frida Kahlo, there are two or three standards. One is has to be a very high quality product.
Sure.
For example, this immersive experience, I think that Lighthouse is the most, you know, with all the technology they use, etc. The second thing is that it has to be about Frida. You know, it's not, we're not doing cookies.
Sure. You're not looking to sell something to Frida.
Exactly.
Sure.
It has to be with the values of Frida, of the personality of Frida. And three, you have to learn about something with the joint of both, you know. So, for example,
what is that project going to offer?
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
So I think this immersive experience, you learn about Frida, about Mexico, about the three loves of Frida, Mexico, her family, and Diego.
If you're just joining us, Immersive Frida Kahlo opens at Lighthouse Immersive's 1 Yonge Street location tomorrow. Tickets at lighthouseimmersive.com. Frida Kahlo's grandniece, Mara Kahlo, and great-grandniece, Mara de Anda, are with us in studio. So Lighthouse Immersive, we've touched on it a little bit, put together very successful shows thus far. Van Gogh, Klimt, The Nutcracker, other shows stateside, and so on. What do you like about this format for showing the work? Because it's a very specific, large way of looking at these paintings.
I think that it's very special and emotional because, for example, for me to see my family, her family, Frida's family, at the walls,
uh-huh.
my grandmother Cristina, my mother Isolda, my aunts Matilde and Adriana, and my great-grandfather Guillermo Kahlo, who was the official photographer from Porfirio Díaz, the Mexican president at that time. And to see Mexico, to feel it, Mexico at that time, to see her artwork and so the special things, the butterflies, you can immerse in her art and you can see many, many details. And you can, with the music, you can feel also her heartbeat. You get very emotional. It's very, very nice to immerse in the art of Frida,
and
her passion.
And be totally within it. And
yes.
Really, and that is the immersive
yes.
experience, right?
Yes.
You are immersed. There's
yes,
really not much
immersed.
Else on
yes,
your
yes.
on your mind. You're
yes.
there.
At some point in the show, you can get dizzy, you know, because there is an artwork that it's called The Suicide of Dorothy Hale. And you can feel that you are falling down with the buildings of New York. So it's kind of busy, that dizzy that you feel seeing those walls.
Seeing in those beautiful colors, the music,
yeah.
the sound.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited about this. I love the idea that we're going to really feel that passion and be inside these works. And Immersive Frida Kahlo opens tomorrow at 1 Yonge Street and a Lighthouse Immersive production. LighthouseImmersive.com for tickets. Frida Kahlo, grandniece Mara Kahlo, and great-grandniece Mara de Anda. Wonderful legacy exhibit with this. And thank you to both of you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. You're with The Oasis. That is our look at the arts and the music of Mexico.